Deus te acalma, tua meiva, tua meiva vidya, dravidam tua meiva, tua meiva sarvam, mama deva deva. Sarvam mama deva deva tvameva mata cha pita tvameva tvameva bandhuscha sakha tvameva tvameva mata cha pita tvameva
Today we go into silence. Some of you are totally ready for that, waiting for that. And some of you is not ready for that. But bring with you a happy heart, a happy spirit, a relaxed state of mind into the silence. It's just maybe a new way, a deeper way to look at yourself. So you don't need to leak so much energy out to the other and communicating with the others. Now observe yourself more. Relax with yourself. Take a big breath in. Let's see how you can relax. Little more. Let's see how much relaxation can happen. Relaxing into silence. Let's see how much you can relax into the silence. Some of you look very cold. Maybe you want, some of you want to move, then you should stand up. Now. Nobody wants to move, just everybody wants to go into Vipassana. Some of you look so cold, I thought I want to get you a little warm before you go into the silence. But you are already so ready. That's great. Okay. But if something happens that you want to move, you're a little cold, then it's okay. It won't disturb your Buddha nature. Just relax. I play a little kirtan just to warm up a bit. A big breath. Ah. Asmani!
Narayana, Narayana, Jai Govinda Hare. Narayana, Narayana, Jai Gopala Hare. Govinda Jai Jai Govinda, Gopala Jai Jai Gopala. Govinda Jai Jai Govinda Hare Hare. Hare, Hare Hare.
Big breath. What happened, Samuel? You don't look so sick. You have the right medicine, no? Yeah. Cannot afford to be sick, no. What is your name?
Oh, Jeff.
Jeff. How are you doing, Jeff?
Yeah, pretty good.
Pretty good? How has it been here?
Oh, it's been great. I've enjoyed it a lot.
Yeah? You see any changes from when you came to now?
Yeah, sure.
Accept it. And you are welcome, okay? Miracles happen. Where's Julia? You are here? Just like Abby? Where's Abby?
I'm here.
No, Julia is also here, no? Very good. Yeah, Babaji, during the past days, this song kept playing in my head while I was thinking about you. It says, take my hand, take my whole life too, 'cause I can't help falling in love with you. I think it touched my heart because it expresses exactly how I am feeling. I have been thinking about asking for sannyas, and I feel there is no better time than now. This is what I want with all my being. It is my purest and deepest wish. Thank you. For showing me this and reminding me about this love. With all my heart, Julia. This is the first time here, no? First time? And where did you come? Where did you live?
I didn't live more or less.
More or less? How much, more or less?
Less now.
Less? Then where else do you live?
past weeks in Italy.
Italy? Yeah. You have a connection with Italy?
My family came from there, so now I need to be there for a while.
Ah, you have family there?
Not anymore, but they came from there.
And where in Brazil?
I'm from Blumenau.
Ah, it's just in the neighborhood.
Yes.
You're lucky then. Very close. Good. We are also connected with Italy, so you are twice lucky. It says, take my hand, take my whole life too, because I can't help falling in love with you. It's a beautiful song, but this is the normal romantic love that they are talking about. You are touching something deeper. And that is the only sign that you have come to the right place. Because the mind never wants to surrender. The mind never wants to have sannyas. The mind never wants to have change. It doesn't want to have any challenges. But your heart knows different, no? Your heart is longing for that. So be happy something has been touched. That's the only sign that something bigger than the mind is start taking over, which is your heart. But it's not the falling. And normally people fall, no? They fall in love, pam, like that. They hurt themselves, always. All these love affairs, they just hurt themselves. They come out of the relationship bruised. You must know also, no? But this, you have to rise in love. That's what I'm teaching, rise in love, not fall in love. Why fall? Because when you fall, sooner or later you have to rise from your falling. Why not start rising? Just a suggestion. Anyway, it's a beautiful song. I play it for you. Wise men say,
only fools rush in, but I can't help falling.
Take my my whole life to. For I can't help falling in love with you. For I can't help falling in love with you.
Elvis, the king. May you come back as a seeker. God, he was cool, Elvis. The king. Surely to the sea, some things are meant to be. Take my home. That's great. That's surrender. Hanuman. Pa. Poor Elvis, he didn't know about the East. Always liked Elvis. Okay, come on. Beloved, I got a glimpse of the ultimate healer today, that whatever he says or whoever he speaks to, it has the potential to heal anybody or everybody who listens in that split moment. It just depends on the openness and the ability to receive. If a person of love, of truth, of consciousness speak, then it has the potential to heal anybody who is open. But of course, it depends on the openness of the receiver. That is all. That's what I'm saying all the time. I'm available, but are you? That's what the disciples should be. Question themselves. Am I open, receptive? Am I out of my own way? Because if you are, then you cannot receive. Maybe a teaspoon, already a teaspoon is very good. But somebody who is totally receptive, a whole waterfall can come. A tsunami can come. But that is maybe too much. So most people, they have to prepare. Open, opening, opening, opening. And maybe open and then again closing. That's how it goes many times also. People have inside, they open. But then the burden of the past is so strong that the mind comes again. Then it's more painful to be involved, identified with the mind. Then you are longing for that freedom again. That's how it goes many times. So then, be steady, be dedicated to the journey, to the truth. Because it's easier to fall back. then that opening becomes just like a memory, like an experience. Maybe you hold on to. Go deeper. Help yourself to open, give more space. I felt the touch of the potential of deep and profound healing of all my wounds related to my own family during the sharing with Sama's family. At another moment in satsang, I could feel how love has the potential to heal all the traumas related to the insane teenage years when I always tried to be ahead of my father, preventing him again and again from committing suicide. What could a poor man do with a daughter like you? Relax. My God. Okay, let's be serious. Episodes that have affected me so much and always stayed in the way, bringing up so much fear every time I really feel love for a man. Maybe there are other episodes from childhood too, but these experiences as a teenager are hanging on to me much of the time. I have always somehow known the possibility of a strong healing forces in your sharings, but to come in touch with this transformation, this transforming energy in this clear way is new for me, and is what I have always been longing for. Looking so much forward to more days spent here in the retreat. With love and gratitude, China. Just relax, China, okay? I felt the touch of the potential and deep and profound healing of all my wounds related to my own family during the sharing with Sama's family. Yes, but when Sama's families, remember, that was in satsang. They were in front of me, no? When they are in front of me, then they are swept away out of their own identity. That's what happens in satsang. You are unburdened. You are free. In that moment, it's only love, it's only acceptance, it's only consciousness, which you have tasted also. That is the power of consciousness, of love. That is the ultimate healing. But then the mind can come back again when you come back to your personality. And then maybe it's not so much healing, because again you get identified with your role, that you are a daughter, you are a father, you are a mother, and then all the drama starts. You are a husband, you are a wife, you are good, you are bad. At another moment in satsang, I could feel how love has the potential to heal all the traumas related to the insane teenage years. And not only the teenage year, it heals everything. For lifetimes it heals. What to say about this life? For lifetimes is the ultimate healer. And if you totally open up to love, you will be totally healed. If you only open up a little bit, then little bit healing. Already that little bit healing is so delicious. When you have been in the darkness and you open the door a little bit and the light comes in, it gives you tremendous hope. Wow, is it possible? But don't stop there. That's why I go on repeating, saying, telling you again and again, go on. Open the door. Not only open the door, but tear down the walls. Be total. If you have tasted something, your being have tasted something by being here, don't stop with just a glimpse. All these traumas and people who have studied this in psychiatry and all these human growth people, they say that the root cause for most people is the family. The root cause of all your traumas is your own family. That people don't talk much about that. It's almost like it's holy. And look at your own family. And we are living in free areas of the world. But the most of the world is still totally locked in to the family. And for thousands of years it has been like you're following in the footsteps of the father, of the mother. You're doing the same. There is no progress. You are locked into it. Everybody expected Jesus to become a carpenter like his father. What else could he be if not a carpenter? That's how it is. That's how it had been for thousands of years. But he was a rebellious person, intelligent person. But then also you will be totally misunderstood. You have to step outside. You have to become a black sheep. Nothing has changed. Every seeker has to go through that. That takes courage. It takes trust in yourself. You have to turn your back to the family to break free. In the whole Middle East, in Pakistan, Afghanistan, many places in Africa, India, it's still Arabia, it's still normal that the parents decide who you're going to marry. They are deciding your whole life, your love. Not falling in love with you. No. Falling in love with him. Because he's the proper guy. She's the proper woman. He comes from the right family, the right religion, the right class of society. So this is the background, of course, that the root cause of all your anxiety problems is your family, is the society, because you have been locked into that. And it's almost impossible to break out of it. Only in the West recently this has happened. But then it becomes like a violence. It's not out of understanding. You shouldn't be angry with the parents, but you will be misunderstood. Even Jesus, when he was in the temple with his disciples, having a little sharing, a little satsang situation, very nice, some few. Then somebody came from the outside and said, "Oh, gee." Somebody is outside, she says, "It's your mother. She wants to talk to you." You have to come out. And Jesus got so annoyed, he said, tell that woman, I have no mother. I don't know her. It seems very brutal from a man like Jesus. Very harsh. But I can totally understand him, because he wants, a Jesus wants you to wake up. And the only way to wake up, if you are not super developed in your heart, in your spirituality, is by shocks. He knew he had to break this. Like any enlightened person, no, you have to break this, because otherwise the mother will the whole life have that identity. My little son. So out of compassion, out of understanding, he gave her a hit. Buddha, when he left, they didn't understand him. They were totally against him. Even he came back after so many years. What did the father say? He was angry. So this takes over. Even your own son, your own child, if he's enlightened, you cannot see it because you are so blinded by your ideas, who he is, how it should be. So maybe you become enlightened, but that doesn't mean that the rest of the world becomes enlightened so they can recognize it. The more enlightened you are, the more you can recognize. If you are very dense, very identified with your mind, your culture, your habits, your conditioning, you cannot see it, Jesus. You cannot understand. And that's why Jesus got totally misunderstood. That's why they crucified him. But he had to be rebellious, no? He has to shake it up. I will read you some words from him. Since I remember him now, Jesus said, you possibly think that I have come to throw peace upon the world, and they do not know that I have come to throw division upon the earth, fire, sword, war. For there shall be five in a house, three shall be against two, and two against three, the father against the son, and the son against the father, and they will stand as solitaries. Jesus said, I will give you what the eye has not seen, and what the ear has not heard, and what the hand has not touched, and what has not arisen in the heart of man. This is fire. He's talking words of fire. He's not patting you on the head. He said, you think I have come, man has possible think I have come to throw peace upon the world, and they do not know that I have come to throw division upon the earth, fire, sword, war. Why? How can he say that? Because definitely Jesus is a man of peace. So how can he say that? Because any master knows that before you come to the peace, you have to go through fire, you have to go through a transformation. This the Christians doesn't talk about at all. You cannot transform as you are. Impossible. And Jesus has to break you down. He has to destroy the old, like Shiva. He has to destroy you before the real can come forth. He has to tear down the old building before he can write something that is real. He has to get rid of the false before the truth comes forth. Any real master has to do that. And if not, they are just a goody-goody, sugar-coated. And there is no transformation. There's nobody who is transforming around them. They can sit chanting or believing till Judgment Day. Nothing will happen. It's an inner transformation. That's what the Jesus is trying to stir up, to wake you up. And you have to let go of the past. Then you come back to the family. What is the past? The family is the past. So that doesn't mean you should be angry at the family. You should have compassion. But then compassion only comes when you are more meditative, when you know yourself more, when you have come back to your heart. So my own understanding is that you are as nice as you can be. Don't create any conflict outside. Conflict is already in you. So as long as you have a conflict, that means that there's some dynamo that needs to be changed. That conflict can help you to find peace. So focus on your own conflict, your own problems, your own pain, your own unconsciousness. And then on the outside, don't create anything. Just accept things as they are. Be nice to the parents. Only unconscious people get angry. Your parents are also in pain. They are also confused. And no, I'm talking about 90% of the families. Of course, you have some families that support. They support the new. I'm not talking about those. I had a family like that myself. They were totally open whatever I do. They gave me support whatever I wanted. They never hindered me. No, we're talking about that old family that want you to become like them, believe like them, have the same values as them. How can you transform them? And a child should transform, it should grow. So if the parents are more enlightened and more conscious, then they will support that. For any child, of course. They shouldn't put any idea into the child. But that's not how it is. Every culture, every country, every religion put that into it. And look at the mess we are in. So you have to see the situation as it is. It's not a revolution, it's not a rebellion against something, it's the inner revolution that you have to listen and stand up to your own truth. Jesus says, "For there shall be five in a house, three shall be against two, and two against three, the father against the son, and the son against the father, and they will stand as solitaries." Because the new, the child, always wants to grow. The old, which stands for the father, holds on. That's the family. So it will always be conflict. That is the normal thing. It always becomes conflict with the teenagers. So as long as you are identified with being a parent, it will be conflict. You have to become like friends, like human beings, to support each other. Nobody wants to be told how to live, how to think. So it will be a conflict. In any house, Jesus said, it will be a conflict. And this is how it always has been. And that's why it's such a mess. And that's why the family hinders you. If the family supports your search, your growth, then it's a different thing. That's how it should be. But that's not how it is in most of the world on this planet. They choose who you're going to love. They choose your religion. You have to fit into the society. And if you are so intelligent that you start thinking this is just stupid, and you want to break loose, you have a big challenge. You will be an outsider. And your own family will judge you. Jesus said, I will give you what the eye has not seen, and what the ear has not heard, and what the hands has not touched, and what has not arisen in the heart of man. He says, I want to give you something else than all this. But you have to go deeper. You have to enter into another dimension of yourself. He also said, if you have ears, hear me. If you have eyes, see me. But most people, they don't see Jesus, they don't see Buddha, they don't see Osho, they don't see the enlightened beings, because it's too much in between. So then how can the healing happen? Jesus is definitely a man of healing, of transformation. If you can see him, if you can hear him, if you can feel him. But if it's too much conditioning, too much ideas in between, too much judgment, too much mind, nothing comes true. I will give you what the eye have not seen, and what the ear has not heard, and what the hand has not touched. I will give you something beyond the senses, he's saying. I will give you the sixth sense. I will opening your third eye. I will opening your heart. I will open your consciousness. The inner flower of consciousness. That is the possibility. But are you open? I will give you what has never arisen in the heart of man. It is there, but there's never arisen. You need a man like Jesus who can ignite that. That's how it's always been. But it's impossible to ignite that if the old is not gone. This is the dilemma. And the only way to be with a man like Jesus or Buddha or any master is to be total, is to surrender, is to trust, is to have nothing in between, no armor, no mind. And that can only come from the heart. Otherwise, you might be around forever, but no transformation will happen. Because you haven't really opened, you haven't surrendered, you haven't been touched by that which is beyond the seen, the touched. This is the art. Jesus is a total fire, a radical man. Even if they crucify him, he cannot stop. I felt the touch of a potential of deep and profound healing of all my wounds related to my own family. Yes, and you can only have that healing if it's going to last, if you know yourself, if you accept yourself as you are and allow that healing to go in and have compassion, whatever somebody has done to you or what you have done to yourself. You have to invite that peace, that compassion in your heart. It doesn't help to be angry with the parents. That is very childish. They are also lost. Have compassion. But the normal teenager, he rebels, he gets angry. He fights. But if you have deeper understanding, focus on yourself, because it's your own transformation that is the only thing that is possible. You cannot transform somebody else by fighting. So when you are with the family or your parents, be nice. Have coffee and cake and everything is nice. You are the best daughter in the world and smile. Talk about the latest soap opera and all the interesting thing. It's fine. But don't get lost in that. Know that it is a game. That's why in India we say life is a leela, a play. Play it as beautiful as you can, but be aware. Because most people, they don't have that consciousness. You are on the journey yourself. How can you judge? Then it becomes a spiritual ego. You know. It's not right how they are. Let people be, have compassion. Play the games of society, of your culture. Don't stir up anything. Focus on yourself. Because you need it. The only way to transform is you focus on yourself. Get to know yourself. And when that transformation has happened, there is total peace and harmony in you, and you have a peace with anybody you meet. It doesn't matter who. Because you have a deep understanding of things as they are. That is compassion. In another moment in satsang, I could feel how love has the potential to heal all the traumas related to the insane teenage years, when I always tried to be ahead of my father. It heals everything. Episodes that have affected me so much and always stayed in the way, bringing up so much fear every time I really feel love for a man. Yes, this is what I say. You have to be, let the past go. Before that happens, there will always be conflict because you are carrying the past. It's not here. So focus on yourself. And the past is nowhere except in your head. You are carrying your own problems. Why are you taking so good care of your problems? Wake up, you are here, it's a new day. And today is a little colder. Even I was thinking twice, should I go in the river for a dip? No, it's different today. Be intelligent. Don't carry the past. I know it's hard, but you have to remind yourself again and again, because this is how the past is. And the mind is really tricky. So otherwise, this will be in the way for everything. It will bring fear. It will always stay with you. You will always be in that role. You will always be in that identification. You will always create that in you, that you have this connection, you have this fear, you have these problems. It will even come between in your love relationships with the man, with the woman. You can never be available for the moment. And life is happening now. Maybe there are other episodes from childhood too, but these experiences as a teenager are hanging on to me much of the time. Yeah, there are many episodes. There's many episodes through the whole life, but who cares? You are here. If you understand that, you can be free. The healing can happen now. If you don't understand that, then go. You have to go on working on yourself, looking at yourself. But remember, whatever you look at is not your real self. It's a paradox. You are working on your false self because you are identified with your false self. When you remember who you really are, you are free. But then also there is no more fear. As long as there is any doubt, any misunderstanding, when you're doing stupid things again and again, you put yourself in dilemmas, you haven't understood something, you create ripples with others, with yourself, and even with the people you love, then please look at yourself. Even if it's the false self, maybe it will lead one day to the real. I have always somehow known the possibility of a strong healing forces in your sharings, but to come in touch with the transforming energy in this clear way is new for me and is what I have always been longing for. Yes. And you never know when it's going to happen, when it's going to go in. But when it goes in, the result is instant. When you are listening with your heart and soul, when there's nothing in between, there is no past in between. When you are fresh in this moment, then understanding happens. Transformation happens only out of your own understanding. They say that Buddha repeated himself 3 times. Can you imagine? I would say transformation only happens out of your own understanding. Transformation happens only in your own understanding. Transformation happens only when it's your own intelligence, your own understanding who sees it, then the problem is finished. I don't think he did that, but they say, and every master has to do that, and it's the sign, because the disciple cannot really receive it. Just like you say, it can take years. The openness is not there because it's too much past. Too much identification. And the Buddhas, they don't talk to that. They're talking to that which is now, the consciousness, your heart. So if you are in the heart with no identification of your whole story, you are present here. That is satsang. You are in the truth in this moment. Then it goes in. And when it goes in, it can be atomic. It can blow you away. And that's why you said this healing that you saw with Sama's family. That is atomic. It happens. But most probably that is not forever. It's a possibility. You have to work for it. So the family is a heavy thing for most people because it keeps you in the identification as so-and-so, daughter, son, father, mother, whatever it is. And then you're locked in. Know that in your heart that you are free and play the game because not everybody understands. So the more conscious you become, The more meditative you become, the more you understand. Then you are like, become like water. You can fit into any vessel, any cup, any this, any that. You just fit in, you can play the games. But you know they are games. You cannot expect everybody to understand the truth. Have compassion. Let them be like they are. So if you understand something, fine. Let that transform you. It's like when you play with children, you cannot start telling them about married life. How is that? Oh, you don't know how it is? You cannot expect your parents, if they are not interested, but that's how it is. Many times we judge, and then you become different. You create more fuss, no? But you are very lucky here because you can break free, and all these things that most people on the planet is locked into, your parents are not choosing a man or a woman for you, or religion. It's up to you, yourself, to get free of it. And seeing it, everything is open. Get free, you have to be free of everything that it brings with you. That doesn't mean that you are against anything. You have to just live the truth and get all political, religious, social, family identification, everything out of the system. That doesn't mean that we cannot stay in the country. Or you can say whatever, I'm a Hindu, I'm a Muslim, I'm a Christian, who cares? Here in this country, everybody who's born is like, you are Christian, they take it for granted. Then it's almost, that's how Europe is. Most probably most Christian places. This is the same in the Muslim world. But here you can say, no, I'm not, I'm dropping out. But it's a little effort, so who the fuck cares? If you are Christian on the paper or not, it doesn't matter. It doesn't mean anything. What means it matters is inside. Isn't it amazing, no? Like, you cannot carry the past, no? How much I want to have it like 10 degrees more, it doesn't help. It is like it is, so enjoy it. It's a simple thing, no? Things are like they are, and it's great. God, yesterday we were sweating, now we are freezing, but great. Fantastic. And another thing that helps a lot, Jana, don't take anything serious. Okay? Have fun. No big deal. And you have a different family here also, it's a crazy family. There was a great mystic called Brahmanan. No, it's not a joke. Or are you thinking about my Brahmanan? No. This is the real Brahmanan. Not that transformed Irish drunkard that is mine. One day he also writes like this sometimes. When he gets a good dose in satsang, then he writes these things also like you do sometimes. But this is the Indian Brahmanan from the old days. He was an enlightened man, so don't get in that the joke is coming. It's not. Ha 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 But we can laugh anyway. Fine. My God. Why hold back? Ay. He's saying, my focus is to find my Creator. What others do or don't is not my business. If family, friends, and relatives or wealth, fame, or status are lost in seeking God, I let them go. I enjoy the holy company. I seek God's love. If others want something else, I don't follow. My heart has found itself in the company of my Master. If other connections break, let them break. Let them break. I was burdened by dividedness, confusion, but my Master cured me of all pain. Brahmanan has cast it away. If it breaks, let it break. Let it break. This is the right thing for a sannyasin. Who cares? Don't hold on to it. But because you don't have that singled focus, you are not total, then you're still confused. You got sidetracked. My focus is to find my Creator. What others do or don't is not my business. Whoever it is, what others do or don't is not my business. I look at myself. If family, friends, and relatives, or wealth, fame, or status are lost in my seeking of God, I let them go. I let them go. You see, it's nothing against anybody. You are just following your own heart, your own truth, your own calling. And if you do that, then you get more strength. The whole existence comes to help you. Be total. I enjoy just holy company. I seek God's love. If others want something else, I don't follow. I don't follow. Can't you see? It's up to you. It's your responsibility what you do with your life. If you want to follow or not. If you want to do something or not. Why do you do it? Because you are not conscious. You don't know what you want to follow. You can follow any temptation, any desire, any dream, any greed. And then you are lost. But if you are steady, you know, I only follow what is right. I listen to my heart. I enjoy holy company. I enjoy my Master. I enjoy satsang. I seek God's love. If others want something else, I don't follow. I don't follow. How simple and how beautiful. And still, it is so difficult for you. My heart has found itself in the company of my Master. That is how it always has been. My heart has found itself in the company of my Master. If other connections break, let them break. Let them break. I have found something that is so much more worth than anything else. Who cares if old connection, old friendships, if they break? Let them break. But if you are not in this totality, it will always be difficult. I also was burdened by confusion, dividedness, But my master cured me of all pain. I have cast it all away. If it breaks, let it break, let it go. When you have found your own heart, when you are cured of the pain, when you are steady, when you are total, when you have surrendered, who cares? You have peace. And when you have been in pain, when you have been lost, when you've been in the war zone and you find peace, you find shelter, you find the beloved, it's not a question about doing anything else. Who cares what people do? I will stay here. It's very clear. And if that hasn't happened, it just shows that you are not present. You are not available for what is happening. Let the past go, Jana, again and again and again. That's the only meditation. Let it go. Don't get stuck in the mind.
Just an arrow through my heart. try to name this luck, but it's my destiny to fail. For all expressions and experience next to this love pale. I still don't know where we are dancing to, but I would be a fool to care. I am so happy just to be with you. It doesn't matter where. What a song, what a song, what a secret. And song we are dancing to. In the cave of the heart, it's been playing all along. But until you came, I never
still a little cold here. Is it just me or is there other people? Huh? Who is a little cold? Okay, like at least half. No? Only one thing to do then. Celebrate that we are here. And who cares?
Shut up.
my focus is to find my beloved, is to find the Creator. What others do or don't is not my business. If family, friends, and relatives, or wealth, fame, and status are lost in seeking God, I let them all go. I let them go. I enjoy the holy company. I seek God's love. If other people want something else, I don't follow. I don't follow. My heart has found itself in the holy company of my Master. If other connections break, let them break. Let them break. I was burdened. I was also burdened by dividedness, by confusion. My Master cured me of all pain. Brahmanan has cast it all away. If it breaks, let it break. Let it break. Who cares?